This past week, moderate Republicans in Congress proved they are a force to be reckoned with. The Republican leadership had hoped to vote on a package of spending and tax cuts, but lacked support from within their own majority party. Starting tomorrow, Congress will tackle the budget again. To assess where the disagreements lie, we spoke with Stephen Dennis, a reporter for Congressional Quarterly. I asked what he makes of the divisions within the Republican Party.
Well, what's going on right now is sort of a battle between moderates and conservatives. It's not, you know, that surprising that they're fighting because they have different philosophies. But you have conservatives who want $50 billion in net spending cuts over 5 years. And the original budget plan was $35 billion, which they barely got the votes for in April. And so now you have all these moderates who are looking at sinking poll ratings for the president, for Congress, unhappiness over the Iraq war and a lot of other issues coming together and saying, you know, if we vote for this package of painful cuts, which won't even materialize because the Senate will not consider most of these cuts, they could lose their seats and the Republicans could lose the majority next year. And that's a real concern for them.
So what are the main points of contention?
There are a lot of social programs that are packed into this package. And although the cuts are not particularly deep, some of the specific cuts have touched a chord with the moderates. Things like food stamps. When you're taking 300,000 people off of the food stamp rolls, that hits home with people. Even though the actual dollar savings is only about $800 million, it's not a big piece of the overall package. There's about $12 billion in Medicaid cuts. And the leadership likes to say, well, this is about reforming the program, making it more efficient. But the moderates are saying, how do I sell these cuts when I'm going to turn around next week and maybe vote for a $70 billion tax cut package?
What items, then, are conservatives maybe likely to give up?
If they don't give up on things like food stamps or maybe some of the changes to Medicaid, it's going to be very hard to craft that majority. There are a few smaller things that could win some votes. For example, there's a home heating subsidy program that a lot of the Northeast moderates facing a harsh winter and very high fuel prices. There's $1 billion in the House package now. They want that to go up. There's also money for a milk subsidy program that expired in September. A lot of these moderates happen to come from dairy states, and they want that milk money.
Well, it seems that moderates in Congress in both parties really have been somewhat sidelined in recent years, and now they're clearly feeling more powerful. Do you see, though, that they are a cohesive bloc that might swing their weight around on other issues, or is this just about fiscal policy?
Well, the key to this issue was that the Democrats were united. In the past, the Republican leaders were able to peel off blue dog Democrats, sort of these conservative Democrats, on issue after issue. And if you can pick off 20 or 30 Democrats, well, there aren't more than 20 or 30 moderate Republicans, so you can hide them, sort of. But this is because the Democrats have held tough, they've put all these moderates in a very tough place.
So do you expect the House to vote on its budget package this week?
They really are close. And in fact, Wednesday night, they thought they had a deal. Wednesday night, when they took Arctic National Wildlife drilling off the table, they took off the table offshore oil drilling as well to get moderates in Florida to vote for it. But there were a lot of other folks who said, well, ANWR is just the start of our negotiations. Michael Castle from Delaware was saying, you know, ANWR is great, but I've got a lot of other concerns. I don't want the food stamp cuts. I don't want student loan cuts. I don't want you to cut child support enforcement for states by $5 billion. I mean, these are things that they can envision, these television ads, if these cuts go through. I supported a $5 billion cut to going after deadbeat dads. That's not exactly something that they want to go back home with. And they need more things that they can go back home with, either, you know, $1 billion for milk subsidies, where they could say, hey, you know, I really didn't like all these cuts over here, but I wanted to protect our dairy farmers or our students or whatever ends up in the final package.
Stephen Dennis is a reporter with Congressional Quarterly. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. It's great to be here.